Tomorrow, not promise. Today, I pray I'm not premeditated. Pray for the slaughter. And my yesterday's only further my distance from the present I was headed for before I had a goal that I
was. So, take me back to the time when you realized that music is what you really wanted to do. Like, what was going on for you?
When did I realize music is really what I wanted to do? There were a couple of points like that, but it didn't necessarily become real to me. Really, until after, probably after the second word concert that we had on campus. I had always been very interested in music, but it wasn't until I joined an organization on campus called WORD, which stands for Writers Organizing Realistic Dialect, that I really felt like I could, because of all the support they showed and all of the positive feedback that I received and everything else. And after the second concert that we had, the piece I wrote for that concert, that was the first song I ever released as well. I released a song right after the concert. So that's when music became real for me, after I put my first piece out for the public.
Wow, it's actually funny you bring that up, because I was going to bring up WORD later in the conversation, but since we have it now, so has WORD, like, has it impacted, do you feel like it's impacted, like, your evolution as an artist?
Absolutely. Like, it's really not even questionable, because if there was no WORD, I would have never had the confidence to even pursue music in general. And I feel like they keep me motivated. There's always that drive that's there to get better and never get complacent. And then every once in a while, like, if anybody follows me on Twitter, I always got to tweet out the hashtag WORD taught me, like, every once in a while, just so people know.
So where are you now musically that you were not? Like, this latest EP you just released, the 6-page letter, how is that different than your other songs that you released?
So the 6-page letter shows a lot of progression from my original project. Well, my last two projects, which were Lazarus and Sincerely. And it shows a lot of progression, because it shows, like, a lot more confidence in my own craft. I was able to go out of the box a lot more. I was able to experiment, and I was able to develop, like, some new sounds that were what's the word I'm looking for? Like, unique to me, in a sense. And I had a lot of fun with it. I feel like this is the beginning of really becoming more in depth with the work that I do.
So what inspires your music?
I was kicked out of the university due to financial reasons. And it didn't even seem like I was going to be able to get back into the university. But by the grace of God and, like, contributions from people I didn't even think it was going to come from, like, I was able to get back. And so, like, the whole project is really just my leap of faith and just, like, my trust in God personified. And from start to finish, like, that's what every song touches on in one way or another. So it does have those types of undertones. And really, at times, I wouldn't even say they were undertones, because it's blatantly stated in some of the songs and some of the tracks on there. But yeah, that's a heavy part of my craft.
So how hard is it? Or is it hard to make this music while you're a student here at the university?
That's always a funny question. But it's difficult. It's definitely difficult. Because it's about balance. Like, I could definitely say, you know what? Music all the way. I'm not going to do any of my classwork. I'm just going to work on music. But that doesn't benefit me in any way. Interestingly enough, being out of school for the semester that I was out showed me how, like, it'd be hard for me to live without one or the other. Because just being out of school and working on music, it was like I became very unmotivated, just because I felt like I was stagnant. Like, everyone around me was going to classes. They were doing other things, and it was just like, I'm going to work, coming home. Like, I'm working on music, which is cool, but you can only do that for so long until it's just like, all right.
What's next?
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. It's difficult, but I love having the dichotomy between the two.
What is your personal favorite song off of the 6-page letter?
It's either PSA Part 1 and 2 or Resolve. And that's because, like, for PSA Part 1 and 2, like, that track, just from start to finish, is very lyrical. I like it a whole lot. And then the two features I had on there, Leo Mantra and Free J, they went very crazy. Are you familiar with Sapa?
I've heard the name, but I don't think I've listened to anything, like, knowingly.
Yeah, there are features from Saba and then another homie named Jay Wood on that project as well. So, it's pretty dope.
It's funny you say Resolve, because that's actually, I listened to it, and that was my favorite. I played it, like, 4 times. So, like, I don't know. It's just something about it, but I
can tell you about Resolve. Okay. Like, the reason that Resolve is my... I'm gonna just say it's my favorite. It's my favorite track on there. And the reason is because, one, it pushed me out of my comfort zone. Like, I really had to sing on that track, which I'm not super comfortable with yet, but I'm getting there. But that was the most organic track on there. It was like, I had written my verses beforehand, but that's all we had. All we had was my verses and the original beat, which sounded nothing like that. Got to the studio with Ro. Plain Row, who is the executive producer of the project, and also a part of the collective that I'm in called AIM, which stands for Artistically Intelligent Minds. That's me, Plain Row, and Josie Gray. So, I went to the studio with Row, and we were just listening to it, and he was like, no, this is, there's not enough, like, difference in the beat. It's pretty stagnant all the way through. So he had these samples that he was thinking of, and he was like, I'm just gonna drop this in here and see what this sounds like. It sounded dope. He was like, all right, now that I've added this, let's see what it sounds like with some keys, let's add some bass. I was like, all right, this is all sounding amazing. There was an open part in the middle. He was like, I'm just gonna throw some vocals here just so it's not silent. Get to the end, and the singing part was already there, because we had done that in an earlier session, organically as well. It was just like, there's a lot of beat left, I'm gonna try something. And then he added those drums to it at the end. I was like, that just made this hit.
Yeah, it did. I don't know. I was just listening to, like, what? Is this singing? What? Why is the 6-page letter titled the 6-page letter?
Oh,
what's significant about that?
Yeah, okay.
Should have been, like, my first question, but anyway.
So, during this time period where, you feel me, I got kicked out of school, there was a lot going on with just school, with family, with everything. It was like, everything was going wrong. And I kind of had just given up at that point. I was done. I was done with everything. Like, I was done with music. I was done with school. I was done with everything. And during that time period, I actually had a friend figuring out if I should name drop or not. I decided I am. Chachi, Charmaine Levison.
Oh, Chachi.
Yeah, Chachi. She actually wrote me a 6-page letter that gave me the confidence to move forward and just put my all into everything I believe in.